Why did the actor say break a leg?
Why?
Because they just wanted to be in a cast.
Oh my gosh. That was not a good joke.
I thought it was cute.
Kind of.
I'm Renee.
And I'm Keenan.
And this is
Stage Notes Bay Area.
This is episode 5 of Stage Notes Bay Area, but we are very, very far from the Bay Area today, right, Keenan?
Yes, very far. We are currently in Shanghai performing The Sound of Music.
And by we, you mean
me. But you're on this excellent journey with me.
Yes, as your chaperone. At age 11, you can't really jump on a plane and go tour in China by yourself.
Yes.
How did you get on the international Broadway tour of The Sound of Music?
I auditioned. I specifically remember my dad saying, if we book this, I don't know what we're going to do. And here we are.
Tell everybody, what cities have we been to so far?
We have been to Zhuhai, Shanghai, Tianjin, Chengdu, Hangzhou, Guangzhou, and then Hong Kong.
Did you say Shenzhen?
Oh, yeah, and Shenzhen.
You have a couple more you're going to hit, too, in the next few weeks. It's been an incredible adventure for our family. We are thrilled that Keenan had this opportunity, and it's definitely had its challenges. We're five months in, and we're still happy we made this decision.
Yeah.
Keenan, any fun inside info you can give us?
There is a light change backstage at a specific spot in the entr'acte. And our amazing stage manager, Drew, he got us all Harry Potter wands, and we use them to make the lights change.
Keenan's giving air quotes right now.
Yes. Yeah.
I love that Drew and the company here really try to find moments to let you guys be kids and have fun and bring so much joy. I mean, you guys are all working 8 shows a week, doing school, traveling, we move cities. Most of the time, every week, we're in a new city.
Yeah.
It's a pretty intense schedule. Something I found incredibly shocking was when we get to a new city and you're in a new space, there's no rehearsal before the first performance. There's a sound check only.
There's a sound check. Yeah, there's not really a rehearsal. They just recently added a rehearsal during intermission for our quick change. Our 42-second quick change.
Oh my gosh, that is so impressive.
Yeah.
It's 42 seconds, Keenan?
42 seconds.
They change costumes in 42 seconds. All the children. So there's how many Von Trapps?
There's 7 Von Trapps.
7 kids. I mean, Liesl.
Liesl's an adult.
She's a grown-up, so.
But she's still doing a quick change, and then.
She's still doing a quick change. But the fact that they change the rest of you in 42 seconds, and their shoes. Your shoes, too.
And there's also 4 other adults that have quick change.
At that moment.
There's the captain, Maria, and then 2 of the nuns.
Is that the busiest minute of the show, would you say?
Yes.
Backstage.
Yes. And there's, like, a huge set change happening on stage, and right as we enter the stage there, they start to move this cross backstage to get ready. So it's,
you would never know watching from the front that there's all that going on.
It's intense.
Do you want to tell the funny story of, we call it
joke.
All performers have a good I fell on stage story. So you've gotten yours out of the way at age 11. So tell everybody your great fall of China.
What's cool about this show is that it's so professional that there's no stage crew that comes on stage. Everything slides off of what we call the pallets that they roll from off stage with, like, big rods. At the end of Do-Re-Mi, I go onto the couch, stand on it, do a little solo, and then jump off of it. The standby cue is as I'm standing on it. And then as soon as I jump off, that's when
they call go.
So there's a difference between local crew and the crew that travels with us. Mm-hmm. The local crew is only there for as long as we're in that venue.
Well, and as we said, there's no rehearsal. So when the local crew does the show for the first time, it's a show.
Yeah. The couch started moving when I was on it. Obviously.
Wasn't supposed to happen.
I wasn't prepared for that. Like, I completely, like, fell off the side of it and almost face-planted. I put out my arms.
I wasn't there, but yeah, I heard it wasn't super graceful.
It was crazy. They fix it, which I like about the companies that they after there's a big mistake, they always do something about it to make sure it doesn't happen. So
they learn from their mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, that stuff happens all the time in live theater, especially when you do a show hundreds of times. You know, it's never going to be seamless and perfect every single show. And you're fine. You were fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You finished off the show. You know what? You're learning a lot of resilience being on this tour. The show must go on.
Definitely.
We thought we would take the opportunity to introduce everybody to all the Von Trapps. And we call them here on tour the Von Trapplings. I've been in arts education for almost 20 years now. So I have worked with many, many, many children in the performing arts. And I will say, not only are these kids that are on tour with Keenan super talented, but it's a really special group of little humans. They get along really well. Their parents are wonderful. We totally lucked out because I was a little nervous. Like, that was a big leap of faith we took, you know, signing on to leave home and travel with all these people in such a foreign country, but it's really worked out. So Keenan and I are super excited to introduce you to each of them and let you get to know them and see how wonderful they are and hear their stories of how they got involved in the performing arts and where they're from and how they're enjoying their experience being on tour. First up, we have Addison Tabankin. Hi, Addie.
Hi.
Addie, tell us how old you are, where you're from, and who do you play in The Sound of Music?
I am 13 years old, I'm from New York, and I'm the female swing for Marta, Brigitta, and Louisa.
Can you tell everybody, in case they don't know, what does a swing do?
A swing is somebody who covers multiple tracks, and we usually stay backstage for most of the time, and I swing in about 3 times a week. Once for each role.
It is the hardest job in showbiz. That and I think the stage manager are like the two hardest jobs. Because not only do you have to be so patient, right? Because you don't go on stage every single night. But you also have to be ready on a moment's notice. And you've had to learn not just one part. You've had to learn 3 parts.
Yeah.
What is your process like? How did you learn all 3 parts?
In Zhuhai, during rehearsals, I was just watching and taking notes, and I have a bunch of videos of all the choreography and songs, and I would practice while they were practicing, like behind them in the corner of a room with Everett, who's the male swing, and I just track backstage before I went on for each character, so I knew all the blocking and where to go.
So when you're in rehearsal or when you're watching a show, do you focus on just one of the tracks at a time or do you kind of just watch all 3 of them?
I would focus on one character at a time. So one day I'd do Marta and then I'd do Brigitta and Louisa. And
something I found really interesting watching this process was that you have your own set of costumes. Right? But then for certain roles you swing into, you have a specific costume for that character.
Yeah, so I share costumes with some characters, like, for example, the curtain clothes. I have the same dress for Louisa and Marta, but Brigitta has the overalls, and I have different pajamas for everyone, and I have the same uniform, obviously, and I have the same wedding dress. I mainly have the same clothes, but it's really cool when I have different ones.
So you and Everett, who's the child male swing, you probably have more costumes than any of the kids.
Probably.
That's cool. Yeah. Addie, what's your favorite costume?
My favorite costume is the concert one with the corset. I like that one.
Those are really cute.
Agreed.
Addie, what did you do before The Sound of Music? What was going on with you in New York? What sort of, were you in musicals? Were you doing film and television? What was your training like?
Yeah, the last show I did was the Ragtime 25th Anniversary Reunion Concert on Broadway, which was in March, and that was at the Minskoff Theater in New York City, where The Lion King is right now. And it's with the original cast from 25 years ago, so it was really cool.
Well, obviously, but the kids couldn't. They had to So you played the little girl?
Yes, I did.
Cool. Did you get to meet the actress who played the original little girl? Was she there?
I did, yeah. Leah Michelle. She was there.
You met Leah Michelle? Yeah. I didn't know she was the original little girl. Wow. What's your favorite part of Sound of Music?
My favorite part of The Sound of Music is getting to work with all the Von Trapp kids, and it's so fun and exciting when I get to go on stage with them.
One of many reasons we thought this would be a really good experience was that there's lots of kids in this show.
Yeah.
Unlike Ragtime, where there's only two, right?
Yeah.
Or Keenan did Merrily We Roll Along recently in San Francisco before we left, and that's a hard show when you're like the only kid.
The only kid full of adults, and I had 15 minutes on stage.
Yeah.
So I had nobody to be with.
You get in a lot less trouble backstage, though.
True.
You guys don't get in trouble backstage, though. No. Actually, this experience, Keenan and I were talking about your safety zones. Like, everything is very structured backstage, right?
Yes, it is.
You probably really see it, because when you're not performing, you're watching backstage, right?
Yeah. We have, like, certain, like, traffic rules, because a lot of people run off to go to quick changes, so we can't be in the way. So, luckily, Corey, who plays the captain, he runs off a lot, so we have to make sure we're in the safety zone, like, during those times.
At this level of professional theater, it's highly choreographed backstage, and things run very quickly and efficiently, so you really all have to not only be focused on stage, but probably even more focused off stage.
Yeah.
Addie, what is a typical day on this tour look like for you? What do you do every day in China?
I wake up at about 9:30 a.m.
Is that early or late for you?
It's late for me at home because I have to wake up at like 6:30 to go to school every day. But here it's kind of early since we come home from shows really late every night. I wake up at 9:30 and then I go to breakfast. And then I start school, and I usually do about 3 hours of school every day, unless there's, like, press events or if it's a double show day, I get a little less. Mm-hmm. And then I head to the theater, and we do vocal warm-ups, and we get ready for the show.
We get home what time at night after the show? Like, 11:30 you guys are usually back?
Yeah, pretty late.
So, obviously, your schedules as kids has had to shift from a normal kid in the U.S., right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But everyone gets up at different times.
Well, Everett wakes up the earliest.
Luke wakes up pretty early, too, though.
Oh, yeah, Luke wakes up early.
So Everett and Luke probably get up the earliest.
Yeah.
Then it might be you, Addie.
Yeah, I think so, because it's usually us three who are down at breakfast.
Yeah, so we all keep tabs on each other, because we're all living in the same hotel.
Yeah.
And so we got Everett, Luke, Addie. Then it might be you, Keens.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I see you down there sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah, sometimes. And then
okay, who are the ones who sleep in?
I never see Addie Mac.
Lily. Then Addie Mac and Pippa. Pippa sleeps pretty good.
Pippa takes the cake, I think.
Yeah,
she sleeps the longest. She's the littlest, too.
Well, she's the littlest.
She needs
the
most sleep.
I think that's fair since Addie Mac and Pippa are the youngest. They need the most sleep.
Did anything surprise you, Addie, about... Or I guess, did you have any expectations before coming on tour that were different once you got here? Or were better or worse?
Well, this is my first time being a swing, so I actually didn't know what to expect, and I knew that I was going to be covering three tracks, but I didn't know what that was going to look like or how I was going to prepare. So in the beginning, it was kind of hard for me, actually, because we weren't really doing anything except tracking and taking notes, but now it's actually really fun because we get to go back and forth, and it's like we never get bored, so I really like it now.
Do you have any other like goals or like anything you want to do after once the tour is over? Anything you want to get back into?
Not anything specific, but I mean, I'm always looking for more fun, exciting opportunities that help me grow as a performer. But after this, I think I definitely want to do like more theater. Because this is, like, really fun.
Yeah, you like being on stage.
Yeah.
Although you have a pretty great film and television resume as well, Miss Addie. Can you plug what's your show that was on Amazon recently?
Oh, I'm on Shelter, which is on Amazon Prime. I play Lizzie Sobeck. And, I was also on Crush, which is on Hulu, and I play Young Paige in that. And I've done a bunch of shorts, too.
Yeah, you're super accomplished.
All these plugs, I love it.
I've got an awesome resume. Her resume is stacked.
Yes.
Do you feel like it's a benefit being so close to New York City with all the opportunities you get?
I do, because I get to go in for like a bunch of in-person auditions and callbacks, because we're not that far from the city, so we can just take like a train down for a day and then come back up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I do.
Yeah, you're lucky. Mm-hmm. A lot of kids will probably be listening to this who want to do what you guys are doing. Do you have any advice for them?
I would say to just keep doing what you're doing and learning all new things, because you never know who's going to be in the room with you and who you're going to impress. And someone might see you and think that you're really good for something that they're working on. So, yeah.
That's good advice.
You never know who's in the room with you. I love that one. No, I really do. There's a lot of people on this tour who are like...
going places.
Yeah, going places. So it's good to be around them and make good friends with people.
Yeah, and make a good impression. That's a good life skill. You know, you never know who you're either going to need help from or cross paths with in the future. So yeah. Pays to be nice to everybody.
Yes.
Okay, we have a lightning round. Do you know what that is?
No.
So we didn't tell you these questions in advance because they're more fun. They're fun and silly.
Okay.
Okay, so the rule of the lightning round is you just answer as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Favorite musical? Go.
Wicked.
Favorite city in China so far?
Shanghai.
Beach or snow?
Beach.
Favorite menu item at Wagyu's?
The Vitamin Bond smoothie.
Favorite sounding music character other than yours?
Elsa.
If you could have any animal as a pet, what would you choose?
Can I say cat?
Yes. Pancakes or French toast?
Pancakes.
Good.
You passed.
You passed.
Wagyu's. Tell everybody what Wagyu's is.
Wagyu's. Yeah.
Wagyu's.
It's this chain restaurant in China, and they have like a bunch of different salads and smoothies.
It's like a Western place. Yeah.
And everybody goes crazy for it.
Yes. We were all thrilled to find it. You know, the food in China is incredible.
Yes.
Right? We love the local cuisine. But when you're here for 5 months, which is where we've been so far, once in a while you're just craving like a salad or a smoothie, right? We all see each other at Wagyu's.
Yes.
Sometimes twice a day. Keenan, who do we have next?
We now have Luke.
Luke Gantu Gutierrez.
How are you, Luke?
I'm doing so well. I'm about to go eat some really good Chinese food that I had yesterday. It was called Dragon Show. It's like, I would say it's like a Panda Express. And my favorite food there was the orange chicken. They have fortune cookies, too.
Really? Mm. You know what's funny? I was thinking the other day, I haven't even seen a fortune cookie since we've been in China. Because that's like such a typical American thing.
Yeah, when you order Chinese food in America, it always comes with fortune cookies.
I think fortune cookies were created in San Francisco, actually, by the immigrants who came. Mm. So you found fortune cookies?
Yes. And I got the fortune of meeting new friends is always nice.
Well, isn't that appropriate for our experience that we're all having?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Luke, will you tell us your age, where you're from, and who you play in The Sound of Music?
I'm 11 years old. I'm from Texas, and I play Kurt in The Sound of Music.
You just moved, right?
I've lived in China more than I lived at my new place.
You've been living in China more than your new house? That's funny.
You moved to Austin, like, 2 weeks before you left?
Yes. Yeah. I'm at Cedar Park, like, 30 minutes away from Austin.
That's nice. Cool.
What is your favorite part of The Sound of Music?
My favorite part is possibly Lonely Goat Herd.
What's your favorite part of performing that every night?
I like when I get to come out from under the
bed. Yes!
This person named Elena comes and she takes us under the bed. And we wait there until Louisa says, "Oh, the boys aren't scared. They're brave." And then
you shoot out from under the bed. It gets a great laugh from the audience.
It's a great
How long are you guys preset under that bed, though? It's at least, what, like 4 to 5 minutes?
It's about 5 minutes.
Oh my. That takes a lot of self-control from both of you. You're both 11 years old. To be still and quiet that long is impressive. What did you do with your training and performing before you got on The Sound of Music?
I usually do acting classes. I went to New Braunfels Theater Arts. I did many shows there.
Who got you into acting? Like, I mean, you have an incredible personality, so it's not shocking that you're an actor.
My dad's an author, so I told him, "You should write a story about me." And he's like, "Well, you're not famous yet, but if he did write a story about me, that'd possibly be an awesome story from all the way from all of my foster homes till now to the booking." But I think how I got into acting was Destination Imagination. It did this show. I loved it. I wasn't scared. So then my dad was like, "Let me try this out." He put me in Annie Jr. And all of the other people were scared, and I was excited. I was like, get me on stage.
What does GT stand for?
Gifted GT. And talented.
Gifted and talented. You are GT Club. Club president. Love it. Luke, you do have an incredible story of resilience in your life. I think your life would be a great thing to write about. Yes. But you should wait. You should get a little more in your story before it's written. Because I don't think your story is over yet. What is a typical day look like for you on tour?
Okay, I just wake up, I eat breakfast. Yeah, I get some school done, then I do my acting, and then I do my singing for practicing. And then we have our first show, and then we have an hour break. Me and my dad go eat food. Then we do our second show, then we go back to the hotel, and we sleep.
Did anything like surprise you while you were on this tour that you weren't expecting?
Living in a suitcase.
Living out of a suitcase? Do you like that or is it hard?
All of your belongings are in a suitcase or a backpack.
Doesn't it make you guys realize, though, how much you really don't need in real life?
I wish I had a suitcase to carry my toys in.
Oh, toys. Yeah. With all your school supplies you need and your clothes for every weather, because we've had warm weather, we've had cold weather, there's not a lot of room for toys. You've all collected some pretty cool toys here in China.
Yes.
Definitely. What's your favorite thing you've collected while here, like a toy?
Legos. My favorite Lego that I've gotten right so far is, Lego collectors out there, I have a Mr. Gold, but to know that I'm getting the Yoda that says, I love New York on it.
So you're going to need a whole nother suitcase when you go home at the end of the tour just for your Legos.
No.
It's pretty amazing, I must say, when we travel as a company from city to city, watching, it's like 60 of us, right? 60 to 70 of us, yes, all getting on an airplane together. It's pretty impressive, the logistics. Yeah. The company does a really good job. After this whole tour experience, do you have any goals or things you're really looking forward to back home?
I was thinking about how I want to get a film, like a TV film, when I go back. I'm excited about going back to my acting classes. I'm excited to possibly build up my Lego empire.
Do you have any advice for young actors like you wanting to pursue their dreams?
I was just reading a story about Thomas Edison told Henry Ford. Henry Ford was trying to make the gas car, but he couldn't do it, and he was like, what is Thomas Edison? How does he do it? He made the light bulb. He made all of these inventions. And then he's like, how does he do it? He went to a dinner with him, and then Thomas Edison asked him questions, and then what he said was, keep at it. And that's what motivated Henry Ford to make the gas car. And he did. Yes. So keep at it.
I have a list of questions here that we didn't send to you. Favorite musical, go.
Matilda.
Okay. Favorite city in China so far? Go.
Shanghai. Okay.
Shanghai. Beach or snow?
Beach.
Beach? Favorite menu item at Waigas?
I don't like Waigas at all.
Favorite side of music character other than yours?
The guitar.
The guitar.
Right. If you could have any animal as a pet, what would you choose?
Capybara. Sorry.
Pancakes or French toast?
French toast.
French toast all the way.
Didn't mean to give you so much anxiety, Luke. Lightning rounds. Whew.
Thank you so much, Luke.
You have been a pleasure to get to know on this tour. Now we have the amazing Avril Kagan with us.
Hi.
Hi, Avril. Avril, tell us how old you are, where you're from, and who you play in The Sound of Music.
Hi, I'm Avril. I'm 13 years old. I'm from New Jersey, and I play Brigitte Von Trapp in The Sound of Music.
You are the most darling Brigitte.
Thank you.
I just love it. There's such a little special bond between you and Captain Von Trapp.
I agree.
I'm going to go out and say it. I think Brigitte is his favorite child.
Yes, Brigitte is a daddy's girl.
Yeah,
100%.
So, Avril, what did you do before you got on the Sound of Music tour? What was life like?
Before I got on the Sound of Music tour, I did a lot of different training. I did some training at my local studio at MPAC and at Annie's Playhouse. And I loved doing shows there. And I did voice lessons, dance lessons, and acting lessons.
We're jealous because you live in New York.
Yes.
So do you get to go see Broadway shows all the time?
I do. I mean, when I'm not training and I have some time off, of course, I always love to commute to the city and see a Broadway show.
Yeah. Do you get to audition for Broadway shows often too?
Yes, when I do get an audition for a Broadway show, I'm always super excited, and yes.
Yeah, you're lucky. See, we have to get on an airplane to go audition for those. Yeah. So you're lucky. We just get to drive.
Yeah.
What is your favorite part of The Sound of Music?
My favorite part of the show to perform is probably the party scene because... Because
you dance with Kenan?
Yes, because I dance with Kenan, but also because I get to tell Maria that she's in love, and that's like one of my favorite scenes because it's really a pivotal scene for Brigida and Maria because it's kind of funny the way Brigida is introducing this really new idea to Maria, and I just enjoy it very much.
Yeah, it gets a good laugh every night, too. It's a great part.
What does a typical day look like touring for you?
A typical day, I wake up, I get some breakfast, say hi to a few cast members, and then go explore and then do our wonderful show.
So what is your favorite part of the experience so far of being on tour?
Oh, yes. My favorite part is really the exploring part of it and getting to know each individual city as a whole because they really are so different when you get to explore each and every one and really just finding what makes each city unique.
We've been to cities where it's been hot and we've been at the beach and then we've been in cities where we're freezing and wearing our snow parkas.
Yes, but it was nice to see that snow in Tianjin.
It was.
Have a little bit of snow.
Yeah. What's been your favorite city so far?
My favorite city, definitely Shanghai. I love
Shanghai. You're not alone. That's been, I think, if we had a tally, that would be winning the tally.
Just the shopping in Shanghai and the food. It's just a beautiful city.
I wish our listeners could see your amazing outfit.
Oh, thank you.
So Avril, I call Avril the fashionista because she has really embraced the Chinese fashion, which they do have some incredible fashion.
They do.
So you've clearly enjoyed all the shopping.
I have. There's been some really good Zaras here where I've just
gone a little crazy.
For
people who don't know, there's a shopping mall in every corner.
Yes, definitely.
They love their shopping malls.
Really great shopping here.
Any goals or things you're really looking forward to once the tour ends or anything you want to get straight back into?
Just taking advantage of everywhere I go because what I realized here was that you really don't always get to explore every part of the world, and really knowing that this tour was such a great experience, really taking advantage of every place, but also getting back into my training and just continuing my dreams.
I'm sure a lot of kids will listen to this who want to be in the arts and be at the level that you guys are at. What advice would you give to somebody wanting to pursue theater or film and television at a young age?
I would just say just keep going because there's going to be a lot of times where there might be some ups and downs, but if you just keep going and focusing on your dreams and just try to keep improving, you're going to get there.
I have a list of questions here. This is our lightning round. Favorite musical? Go.
Wicked.
Favorite city in China so far? Go.
Shanghai.
Beach or snow? Go.
Beach.
Favorite menu item at Lagos?
Apple's the expert, so everyone listen.
Pesto pasta, or pesto.
What's your favorite smoothie at Waggus?
Dance.
I love that. Favorite sound of music character other than yours?
Weasel.
If you could have any animal as a pet, what would you choose?
Chinchilla.
Pancakes or French toast?
Pancakes.
Avril, thanks for doing our podcast.
Thank you.
You were a pleasure.
Next, we have Everett Baumgarten.
Hey, Everett.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
It's a rainy day here in Shanghai.
Very.
Yeah. We are recording out of our hotel room.
But the rooms here are super small, so they gave the parents and kids both two rooms.
I know. It's awesome. So basically, how Everett's family and our family is doing it is we have like one room that's like our huge walk-in closet and grocery store.
Yeah.
And then we have the other room for sleeping. Everett, tell us how old you are, where you're from, and what your role is in The Sound of Music.
I am 11 years old, and I am from Houston, Texas, and I play the child standby, so I cover Friedrich and Kurt.
Have you enjoyed being a swing so far?
I do. It's pretty fun because you never know when you're going to go on. You could go on in the middle of the show or get an hour warning before the show of when you're going to go on. So it can be pretty exciting.
So yeah. Keenan plays Friedrich, but yeah. Everett swings Friedrich and Kurt. Who's your favorite to play? Or has it changed?
Well, initially my favorite was Kurt because he does a ton of fun stuff with Maria, like the Landler. But I just got to play Friedrich for 2 weeks. So,
thank you.
I mean, it's kind of changing.
Ooh.
I mean, they're both kind of the same, really, right now. I don't really know. I like them both.
You like them both.
Yeah.
But they're very different characters, actually. Something I think the creative team did really well for this production is each of the child characters has a very distinct personality. So, Everett, before you got on tour here with The Sound of Music, what were you doing in Texas?
There's this big theater in Houston called TUTS, Theater Under the Stars, where they have this training facility where you can train acting, singing, and dancing. I did the acting and singing there. It's called the Humphrey School. I really enjoyed it.
You're so lucky to live close to Tuts, because that's a really cool regional theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. They get some really great Broadway stars come in and perform
there,
right?
They do.
Yeah. What show did you do there recently before you came on tour?
I did Mary Poppins, actually. I was the understudy for Michael Banks, which is a pretty big role in Mary Poppins.
You're making a great career out of being the understudy swing.
Oh, yeah.
Broadway and the theater world would not survive without great understudies and great swings.
What is your favorite part of The Sound of Music?
My favorite part is probably Do Re Mi, because it's such an upbeat number that it just makes you feel really excited to do it, and it's them learning how to sing for the first time. It's an exciting number, and I love to sing it.
I'm obviously biased because I'm the mom of one of the kids, but when you're watching the show, you cannot wait for the kids to get on stage, so that is a really great high-energy moment.
What does a typical day look like for you on tour?
For me, a one-show day is just waking up, and then I have to do school at around noon, and then it probably ends at 4, then we have to go to a dinner break, then the theater to perform our show. And on a 2-show day, I would wake up and then do some school in my own hotel room. Then we would go to the theater for our first show, then have our dinner break, then we would go perform our second show, and then go back to the hotel.
We also call 2-show days 2-do-shays.
Yeah.
Everett, how do you stay a normal kid? I mean, this is obviously not a normal experience we're all going through.
Yeah, totally. So me and my mom like to walk places and explore. So that's one way I like to stay
normal.
Yeah, stay normal.
Get some exercise.
Get some exercise. But also hanging out with my friends, because I do that a lot at home. I hang out with Keenan and all the other Von Trapplings a lot, which is kind of like my normal day at home.
That's cool.
I love hanging out with my friends.
Yeah. You guys are kind of getting a sneak peek to what college is like. You live with your friends, you eat with your friends, you go to school with your friends.
Yeah.
It's a lot like college here.
Mm-hmm.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are some of the hobbies you guys have found together?
When we first started the tour, most people were just reading backstage, but then it escalated to Rubik's Cubes.
Why? Who got you guys obsessed with the Rubik's Cube?
Corey, who plays the captain, knew how to solve a Rubik's Cube, and he started teaching me. He started giving me private lessons during intermission. But then everyone just wanted to be involved, which I love.
Yeah.
So now we have crazy Rubik's Cubes like Pyraminx, Mega Minxes, 4x4s, 3x3s, Gang Cubes.
Mirror Cubes.
Mirror Cube, everything.
Well, they're kind of a thing in China. And the parents are so grateful to Corey that he has the patience and the skill set to teach you all how to solve them.
Yeah. The second hobby, also by Corey, is magic.
Yeah.
Card tricks. We still do Rubik's Cubes, and we still do magic after all this time, but
do you enjoy magic tricks too, Everett?
I do, actually. I learned one this morning. It's a really simple one, but I'm learning them all the time.
Is there anything on tour that you weren't expecting that you're surprised by in, like, a good way or maybe a more challenging way?
So I expected this tour to go by pretty slowly because, I mean, it's like 9 to 10 months of being in China. But it's actually going by really quickly because I'm hanging out with people I love, like my stage family, and I'm just having a great time here in China, exploring all the cool sights to see and all the great culture they have. Mm-hmm. So it's going by fairly quickly.
Do you have any goals for when this experience comes to an end or anything you want to get straight back into?
So one of my goals when this finishes is to get in a Broadway theater, not like right when it ends, but in my life at least. Another one is probably being in a movie. A goal I want is to be able to perform at Theater Under the Stars again because I love that theater community.
I love to hear that you're inspired from this experience to keep going.
Do you have any advice for other young actors like you wanting to pursue their dreams?
Of course, yeah. So actors make mistakes all the time. It's something everybody does in their day. If you make a mistake, don't freak out because the audience will never know and nobody's going to get mad at you for making the mistake that you made, and they might even like it. You never know what could happen. So just don't get yourself all frustrated about a mistake that is not a big deal.
Yeah, or sometimes not even in your control, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Resilience.
Yeah. I have a list of questions here that we didn't send to anybody. It's a lightning round. Okay. The rules are you have to answer as quickly as possible in one word. Okay?
One word?
Okay. Favorite musical? Go.
Beetlejuice.
Favorite city in China so far? Go.
Shanghai.
Beach or snow?
Snow.
Favorite menu item at Wagos? Go.
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Pasta.
Like, the pasta.
The pasta,
yeah. Silly pasta, I think.
Yeah.
Favorite sound of music character other than yours?
Mother Abbess.
If you could have any animal as a pet, what would you choose?
Guinea pig.
Pancakes or French toast?
Pancakes.
Everett, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're a pleasure. I'm so grateful that Keenan has found such a good friend in you.
Yay!
Oh, they're hugging. Bye. I love it.